Today we have the passage from Mark chapter 12 about a scribe who asked Jesus, which was the greatest of all the commandments? This was a very common question that people would ask the rabbis and the teachers of Israel. Because not only were there 10 commandments, but there were an additional 600 laws and rules and regulations that the scribes and Pharisees had added. So people were always wondering, well, could you boil it down, make it easier for us? What is the greatest of all the commandments? And so this scribe asked the Lord, and Jesus replies by quoting the sacred scriptures of the Old Testament, the great Shema, as it's called, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone," that there's only one God, and that the greatest commandment, Jesus combines two commandments, love of God and love of neighbor, into the one commandment. And he says, "You shall love the Lord your God." So the greatest commandment is to love. Love, obviously, is much more than a feeling or emotion, because God cannot command us to have a feeling, but he could command us to make an act of the will, because love is a decision, love is a choice, love is an act of the will. Therefore, he can command us to love. So the great commandment is to love the Lord our God. And notice he says with four things: with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. That is the whole package. That's the whole person. Because we are mind, heart, soul, and strength. Strength refers to the body. The mind, of course, the intellect, our soul and our heart, with our emotions, with our will. So to love God with all those aspects of our being. Whenever we make the sign of the cross, I always try to remind myself to love God with the mind, with the heart, and with the shoulders, which is the symbol of strength. So that's a good way to remind ourselves whenever we bless ourselves and make that beautiful sign of the cross, to remind that we need to love God with our mind. And the next place we touch in the sign of the cross is the heart, and then the shoulders to symbolize strength. So we're called to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love our neighbor as ourself. The Lord says there is no other commandment greater than these. So the Lord combines love of God and love of neighbor. So to love our neighbor as ourself, to really try to desire the highest and best good for the sake of our neighbor. That's what true love is, desiring somebody else's ultimate good, which means to help to get them to heaven. And I think, you know, today is June 7th. Today is the anniversary of the birthday of Frank Duff, the great founder of a Legion of Mary. He's servant of God, Frank Duff, born and raised in Ireland. I just wanted to just mention how he was able to really live out these two great commandments, because he truly loved God with all of his heart, soul, strength, and mind, and he loved his neighbor as himself. I truly believe that he was the greatest lay apostle of the 20th century. And when we look just for a moment at his spiritual life, he began attending daily Mass in Lent of 1914, and he continued to go to daily Mass until his death in 1980. Nearly 65 years, over 65 years of daily Mass and daily Holy Communion. He would never miss receiving the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. In addition to that, he made a daily holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament every day. Either before Mass or after Mass, a daily holy hour of mental prayer and meditation and contemplation, 1 hour a day before the Blessed Sacrament. He prayed the rosary every single day of his life. He also prayed the Divine Office, the Liturgy of the Hours. Back then it was in Latin. It took an hour and 45 minutes to say. He did this every day for 60 years, so about 1920 to 1980. He would also go on pilgrimages to Lourdes and to Loch Derg, which is called St. Patrick's Purgatory, the penitential island where his prayer and fasting. So he did that every year for about 40 years. And he made a retreat once a year for his whole life. 1 week a year he would spend at a monastery on retreat. Now, he, of course, was single, so that gave him that little bit more freedom, right, than trying to get away from your husband or your wife. One of my favorite stories of Frank Duff, he was a very attractive young man, and somebody asked him, "Why don't you get married?" He said, "Why should I make one woman miserable when I can keep a half a dozen waiting in hopeful expectation?" So, but he had committed himself to celibacy for the sake of the kingdom of God, so he could be available to help save souls. And lastly, besides him loving God with all of his heart, soul, strength, and mind, that you see from his really daily disciplines of his spiritual life, was loving his neighbor as himself. He loved his neighbor. He started the Legion of Mary, which would visit the poor, the sick, the hospitals, those dying of cancer. He would also work among the red light district, and he and the legionaries within 4 years were able to close down a red light district in Dublin that had been there for 250 years. He was able, in 4 years, to close it down. It had perhaps 300 to 400 young women working as prostitutes in this area called Bentley Place. And he was able to close it down by one, bringing the girls out of prostitution, getting them on retreat, restoring them to their families, and giving them a new life. And he was also able to evangelize the homeless, the poor, through his incredible work. And he would also try to save souls through his writings. He wrote over 10 books during his life. And he wrote over 200,000 letters. And these letters were reaching out to souls and giving them advice and spiritual guidance and bringing many people back to the faith. One day, two Jehovah's Witnesses came knocking on his door. They were both fallen away Catholics that had become Jehovah's Witnesses. After meeting with Frank Duff for 2 hours, they both became Catholic again. So they didn't know what they got when they knocked on his door. So here's a great man who really lived out today's gospel, loving God with all of his heart, soul, strength, and mind, and loving his neighbor with the heart of Mary, knowing that he wanted these souls to get to Jesus and to get to heaven. And that's really what true love of others is, right? Wanting people to get to heaven, wanting your spouse, your children, your grandchildren to get to heaven. That is true love of neighbor, is desiring and evangelizing and helping to save souls so they can get to heaven. That's the ultimate act of love of neighbor.